Hey, good morning show with Aaron. That's TV on the radio with Wolf Like Me. And in the studio, I've got Jacqueline. Good morning.
Morena, Aaron.
So we're going to call you Jacqueline from Whangaroa Writers World.
Raglan.
Whangaroa Raglan Writers World.
Yeah, WRWW.
Okay.
That's my hat on this morning.
Right, that's your hat on. You've actually got a hat on because it's cold. It's cold today.
It is.
So we've got another. There's been a series of weeks kind of throughout the year, and this is the latest one starting this Friday or Saturday, something
yes,
like that?
Yes, this Friday, the 17th of August.
14th, 15th. That is a Saturday.
Yep.
There we go.
Yes.
So what's this kind of group of events about?
Yeah, so the Writers' World is all about a collective of local authors that have combined together, and with some funding and whatnot, we've have the pop-up, which happens throughout the week, selling all the local authors' local books. And there's children's books and poetry and, you name it, there's a broad range of books available for sale.
Yep.
And then each month there's also sort of like a little bit of a theme. And this month we thought it would be really good to celebrate National New Zealand Poetry Day on
that's coming up shortly.
Yes, it is. And so this is what this month is all about, is celebrating the poetry.
Okay, have I found Poetry Day? Yeah, Friday the 23rd, so that's in a week.
Yes, so that's next week, Friday the 23rd of August.
Yep.
And so leading up to that, we have the pop-up opening on the Saturday, and then on Saturday as well, the 17th of August, there's a writing workshop with poet called Poetic Pleasure with Rata.
And we're going to talk to Rata in a few minutes.
Yes, so she'll tell you more about that. And so that's really exciting. That's open. Everyone's welcome to come along to that. We've also got at the moment a poetry writing competition that's open right now, and that is for students from years 7 to 13 to participate with poets throughout the world to unleash the power of poetry.
That's what it says.
And so you can write a poem of up to 20 lines maximum.
Is there a minimum?
20 lines. Oh, there's no minimum.
So it can be quite short.
Yes.
If you've got a succinct idea.
Yes. And Rata can talk more about what you can do with poetry. Rata's just arrived.
Yep.
And then it's using the photo of on the competition, on the form there, there's an hourglass. So it's about using the hourglass as inspiration. And so it can be, the theme is hourglass, but you can do anything around that. So it could be like the passage of time. It could actually be about a poem about glass. It could be a poem about sand.
You can twist as much as you can. So that's for students who are intermediate or high school age.
Yeah, 7 to 13.
Yep.
And the competition form is on the website, on the Old School Arts Centre website.
And that closes on Friday? What does it close?
It closes on Friday. 16th.
Closes on Friday, there we go.
Yeah, so another 3 days to get your entry forms in. You could drop them in on Saturday too as well.
And they can get that online as well?
Go
to the Old School website?
Go to the Old School, call in there to pick up an entry form. We sent the information to schools as well, so some of the teachers there should have those available for the schools, and we'll just phone up the Old School or go to the website and download a form.
Okay.
Those entry forms too, is the poetry competition too, they'll be on display at the Old School during the pop-up gallery as well.
Okay. And I know that earlier in the year they started up a readers club and a writers group, and they're meeting again as part of this week. So they get a nice turnout for that and keep going? Because it was kind of a speculative thing as I understood it. Let's try this and see if people turn up.
Yes, it's small numbers.
Yeah.
It's all about having a book club, a readers club as well, and that's organised and hosted by Joe, Catelyn and Lauren, and with support from Anne. And so anyone that's a book club that's welcome for, anyone can come along to join that. It's just cohort entry, and that's on the last Friday of every month. But this week, when there's 5 weeks in a month, it sort of catches us out. So we've got it for the fourth week of the month this month. So it's the 23rd of August.
Okay. So it's the fourth week of the month, which is not always the last.
Yeah, sometimes, week. Yeah, when it's the. But anyway, it's the 23rd of August, and it's at 10:30. And then there's also the writing critique support group. So if you're a writer or up-and-coming writer or just interested in what writing is about, you can come along to that, and that's always the last Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock, and that's at the old school as well, and that's on the 27th of August.
Okay.
And then finishing off, we have the on National Poetry Day, which is Friday the 23rd of August. That's when the Readers Club are meeting as well, actually. There's also a Poetry Slam competition. And so that is happening. You can bring along a cup that's at the Wharf.
Is it a competition or is that, that's the competition? The,
oh, sorry.
Not a competition.
The competition. Had the competition.
Yes.
And they were giving out the awards for that.
Yes, at 6 o'clock at the Wharf. So so everyone that's entered into the competition for the poetry, there is a prizes that will be drawn and winners announced. That's from 6 o'clock. And then following on from that at 7 is
The slam poetry.
Yeah, slam poetry.
That's what it reads there, what it says there. So that's like an open mic.
Yes.
For poetry.
Yeah. So you can come along, you can bring a couple of poems to read from, and they can be your own poems, or you can have read out someone else's poems, whatever you like. It's just about celebrating Poetry Day, and the aim is just to have fun.
Okay. And so that's this week of Whangaroa Raglan Writers' World.
Yes.
And are there other weeks coming up later in the year?
Yes, so there's another program that Anne is working on at the moment, which will be in September, is focusing on children's writings workshops.
Yep.
And possibly illustrations too as well. And that's with Sarah Johnson, and there's a couple of other subsidiary events too around that. And then October as well, there's another program, October and November. So there's three more programs after this, September, wow, October, and November.
Busy year for writers.
Yes, it is. So it's been, really cool and exciting putting all these events together. Anne's done, and Neville has been sort of championing the program, and has done a lot of work behind the scenes, along with Tina Shaw, who's another writer there too,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So, and this is the first year. It's been going well. But,
cool.
Yeah, this one's about poetry. So there's lots on there. And, looking forward to hearing about Rata's workshop too as well. And
yeah, so we're going to talk to Rata in just a moment. We'll have a little break, get organised, swap my guests out.
And, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks for coming in just for a few minutes, Jacqueline.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's all good. Thank you.
All right, folks, like I said, we're going to have a little break, and we'll be back with Rata Gordon in a moment.